Unit 12. Influencer Interview. 5 Questions with Emily.
It's online time here at Radio 1, and I'm happy to have a special guest here today. Hi, Emily.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, Emily, when you have to fill in a form, what do you put down in the job section?
That's a good question. Well, I have to say, I just put down influencer.
Well, influencer is a word that has been around for some time now. So what is it that you do?
Well, my main job is to post a lot of pictures and videos about my life on my Instagram account. For content, I use or wear different products like clothes or accessories. And then I mention the company and give feedback and recommendations on those products. And all of my followers can see that.
How many followers do you currently have?
At the moment, I have a bit over 700,000 followers.
Wow, that's actually a lot. What is great about being an influencer?
Well, first of all, I like being creative. As you know, I have my own blog and I am also very active on Instagram. I regularly post content and, well, I'd say I simply want to inspire my followers. As an influencer, you have the opportunity to do a lot of different things, to test a lot of new products and to be up to date. That is probably the coolest part about being an influencer.
What you say sounds too good to be true. I'm sure there are some negative sides too. What is the worst thing about being an influencer?
That's a good question. I'd say it is sometimes difficult that you always need to post new content on your blog or Instagram. You also have to be one step ahead of other influencers. Followers quickly unsubscribe if they don't like what you're doing anymore. That can make me feel a bit stressed sometimes.
What was the best collaboration that you have done with a brand?
Just recently, I was invited to go to a great festival. There were other influencers too, and we posted a lot about it. Another thing is a project I did for a food company, but I can't say its name because the contract has not been signed yet.
What would you do if you weren't an influencer?
I would still work in the same branch. People forget that I graduated from a fashion college, and I have also worked as a designer for quite some time. So I am sure that I would still work in fashion, like as a fashion journalist, but not in front of the camera.
Tell us something we don't know about your job as an influencer.
You get strange offers every day. For example, a guy texted me on Instagram today and asked if I wanted to marry him. Guess what? I said no.
Thanks for the interesting insights into your job, Emily, and all the best for the future.
It has been a pleasure.